It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are right in the thick of fall. It's funny, I look out the windows here at KAXE, and by and large, everything I see is green, with the exception of a few balsam poplars out here. But as I was driving around the countryside in the last couple of days, I actually began to think that we were probably looking at maybe approaching the first peak of color for the maple trees. And as I was explaining to Scott Hall this morning, at my house, the maples are pretty much fully colored. And then we got a really hard rain night before last. It just poured. And the leaves fell off of those trees just steady. I mean, it was just like they were coming down with the rain, and that's exactly what was happening. The leaves form this layer, kind of a quirky abscission layer, and when the rain hits them, they're not strong enough to hold on to the tree. The oaks are a little different. They have a little bit stronger bond on that abscission layer. But the maples, boy, when it starts raining like that, down they come. Now, just briefly, if you have a good summer with lots of sun and lots of rain, oftentimes you will experience great fall colors. What we are having this year, we had that summer. We had lots of rain. We had lots of sun. It was a good year for growth. But here in the fall, what you need now are clear, cool temperatures, clear nights, cool temperatures, not necessarily a frost. Frosts have very little to do with the chemistry that's happening with the leaves. But you need to hold off the rain, because those tissues that hold the leaves to the trees are pretty tenuous. And rain or strong winds will rip those leaves off the trees pretty easily. And so you're seeing a lot of leaves coming down. And a lot more still to come. I'm not going to say that we are out of color, but I think a lot of the brightest reds are going to get kind of ripped away from us before we get a chance to really enjoy them. So if you have one in your neighborhood, pay special attention to it. It's going to be a prize this year. I don't think it's going to be a great year for color. I've been looking at red pines and white pines and cedars and spruce and balsams, and all of the conifers are dropping their 3 to 5 year old needles right now. And I went back to look into my records to see what sort of dates were around for this. And starting back in October 1st of October 1984, the needles were falling. And then in 85, it was the 12th of September. In 86, the 5th. In 87, the 2nd. And 88, well, I don't have an 88. In 90, the 17th. 91, the 22nd. It gets to be then sort of, if you look at the dates, they kind of flip-flop between early September and late September, and including like in 2002, it was October 2nd. But then as you move into later dates, it was the 29th of September in 04, the 26th in 08, the 28th in 09. And this year I had the needles really coming off the trees on the 20th of September. When you look back at the average for that, you find that it's probably closer to the 25th of September that they come off. So a little early this year, but I don't think that's any danger. I don't think it signifies anything in the way of harsh winters or anything like that. So among the other things I've been looking at, of course, besides the maples, just looking at some of the flowers out there, I'm seeing still some asters. I have a patch of New England asters, and they're just starting to bloom. My New England asters are just beginning to bloom, but there's a ton of, the northern heartleafed aster, the starved aster, the flat-topped aster still has a few flowers. There's still a few of the large-leafed asters. There are nine species of asters in Itasca County. So it's kind of, especially when you get to the blue and sort of lavender ones, the definition or the discovery of who's whom, it gets kind of difficult. And so I just have to tell you that there are still quite a number of asters in bloom. Thimbleberry, which is Tim Stocker, a forester for the county here, and I have been comparing patches, and we've discovered several patches of thimbleberries here in Itasca County, and up until probably the 90s or maybe the early 2000s, it was unknown in Itasca County. Now there are several patches that have been discovered, and they're just beginning to fleck, so they're just starting to take on some color, and so are the aspens, the quaking aspens. Are just starting to show a little bit of yellow, and the same is true of the big tooth aspens. They're still largely green and just now showing a little bit of color, and that's fine. A little bit of color on some of the tamaracks, depends on which ones you're looking at. I saw a bunch yesterday that showed no signs at all. I've got a little swamp by my house that has a lot of tamarack in it, and they are showing quite a bit of signs of color, and the tamaracks between here and Warba are showing some color as well. So they'll kind of drag on. They won't be the last color of the fall. That always is reserved for the species of willows and the cottonwoods, oddly enough, tend to kind of hold their color as well. I did hear a note this morning about some of the students were watching for plants. They were talking about sumac and some others, and so they mentioned the speckled alders, and oddly enough, the speckled alders don't turn color. The leaves will be green, and one day they'll just fall off the tree. And so don't look for any color on the speckled alder. They're going to stay green for quite a while. Other signs of fall? I'm seeing bluebirds starting to congregate on the power lines. They never sit right side by side with one another. If you look at a flock of swallows on a power line, they're like just cheek by jowl. They're sitting right next to one another, having a good time, you know, chatting with one another. The bluebirds are much more standoffish. They're kind of one here, and then 50 feet down the way, there'll be a second one, and then there might be one 10 feet further on. But they're never very close to one another, and they're always fewer in number than a dozen. So 7 to 10 is pretty average. And they are sitting on the power lines right now, and you can check those out. I always keep an eye out for reptiles and amphibians this time of year because they're all getting ready to hibernate. And Ed Dallas was telling me that he found a almost 3-foot long garter snake that had been hit on the highway, and that was distressing for him, and it's distressing for me. A 3-foot garter snake is something you should be able to see and avoid. And so the snakes, I saw a bunch of snakes on Sunday. There were a bunch of snakes out on the roads warming up a little bit before they go into hibernation. Be careful out there. Look for them. Just, you know, follow what's in front of you on the road and notice what's happening and try to avoid some of these critters that are out there. I also saw a painted turtle this past week, moving from a small pond to a bigger pond in order to find a place to spend the winter. So watch out for the amphibians and the reptiles. They need your help out there. Black ash, first to lose their leaves in the fall, last to leaf out in the spring. They are, in some areas, pretty much done. I would say 90% of them are bare in the areas where I've been watching. The woodbine, of course, is one of those bright red things that you're seeing in the trees right now. It's a vine. It climbs up into the trees and becomes this time of year becomes bright red and pretty spectacular. You can see woodbine, especially when it climbs up like a spruce or a balsam, and you see this splash of red in the middle of this pine tree and you wonder, what the heck is going on there? Well, that's woodbine. If you haven't noticed, there have been more than enough mosquitoes out there in the past couple of weeks to keep a person occupied. I've been playing a little game while I'm taking my pictures in the bog. One will land on my hand or my arm, and I'll be pulling up the slider on my camera, and I have to take, like, I go from 110 to zero. So I take 110 pictures in each of these tubes. And as I'm sliding this thing up and I'm looking at the mosquito, I'm thinking, how many pictures can I take before I have to stop and kill that thing? And it turns out that if I take 30 pictures, I'm right close to the number. And if I take 35 pictures, it's probably going to fly away with my blood. So just got to make it fun. I had a deer tick on me the other day. My wife picked one off of her last night. So the deer ticks are still active out there. I encourage you to be careful and watch your pets and watch yourself. If you're out in the woods, make sure you give yourself a good going over and find those ticks before they get a chance to bite. The roundleaf dogwoods are quite spectacular along the edges of the roads. If you're driving down the roads right now and you're looking into the woods, you're going to see in the reds, you're going to see one that is kind of a mixture of red and green, and that's probably beaked or American hazel. American hazel has red leaves, and they're starting to get pretty much red, but you'll have an occasional patch of just a little bit of green mixed in with that. But the roundleaf dogwoods are burgundy, and the downy arrowwood is burgundy, and the nanny berries are burgundy, and those are the deep red ones that are uniformly red right now, or uniformly burgundy anyway. They're a deep, deep red color right now. And the other undergrowth that you're likely to be noticing is the beaked hazel, which turns yellow. And it's a kind of an even mixture of yellow and green right now. I thought maybe they were closing in on their peak, but yesterday I went for a bike ride and just checking them out, and they're more like 50-50. If you're wandering through the woods and you come across these plants with a sort of an oval leaf that maybe comes to a little bit of a point, so it would be somewhat lanceolate, toothed edges, very fine teeth along the edges of the leaves, and the bush itself is covered with bright red berries. That's northern holly or winterberry, and that's pretty visible right now. Lots of berries this year. Looks like a good year for northern holly, so check those out. And for those of you who are lucky enough to have the particular species of horse chestnut in your area, they're quite red right now. In fact, they might be at their peak of color, but horse chestnuts come red or yellow, and so you need to check and see which one is the one at your place. Lots of stuff going on right now. I hope you are getting out and cataloging things. This is the time of year, if you're fond of fall, it's the time of year to be out and checking things out. I noticed the other day on my bike ride that wonderful aroma of sort of rotting leaves, and it's only available in the fall, so get out and sniff that air. That's the Phenology Show for this week. We'll talk again next week.